Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you consider yourself to be more of a dog person or a cat person? Which do you think is better? Well, today is your turn to take part in a debate about which is better, dogs or cats. Of course, we all know cats are better, right? Or are they? Something for you to think about. Today's lesson is called A Classic Debate, Cats versus Dogs. And as always, we have a few words we're going to learn. The first word for you to watch out for is comrade. What is a comrade? I'm glad you asked, because you'll find out. And of course, introduction. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin this debate. Which is better, cats or dogs? Come on.
A classic debate, cats versus dogs. Is one really better than the other? Raymond and Tyler are roommates in college.
Still working on your Mark Twain paper?
Yeah. The more I read about the man, the more I like him. Listen to this quote. When a man loves cats, I am his friend and comrade without further introduction.
No wonder you like him. He's a cat person like you.
As we all should be.
I disagree. In fact, I think our apartment needs man's best friend.
What? A dog? They smell.
That depends.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 quote 这个名词。quote 是指语录或引语。例如 ,The inspirational speaker loves to use Bible quotes in her speech. 这位励志演说家很喜欢在演讲中引用圣经里的话。或者是 ,To be or not to be is one of Shakespeare's most famous quotes.要苟且偷生还是起来奋起抗争，这句话是莎士比亚最有名的语录之一。 quote 也可以当动词，例如 The reporter quoted his interviewees in the article， 这位记者在这篇文章中引用了受访者的话。继续我们看的是 introduction 这个名词， intro 这个字首有向内的意思， duct 这个字根有引导的意思，所以 introduction 是指介绍或前言。例如 ,before the lecture starts, I would like to make a formal introduction of our speaker today. 演讲开始之前我想要正式介绍我们今天的讲员。Introduction 也可以指引进或采用。例如 ,our production increased by 15% after this new technology was introduced. 自从引进了这项新科技之后我们的生产提升了 15%。它的动词是 introduce。introduce. 例如 I'd like to introduce my daughter Rebecca. 我想要介绍一下我的女儿 Rebecca.
Well, Gabe, I've actually been looking forward to talking about this lesson, cats versus dogs. And I know that you were one of the writers of this lesson, were you not?
I am. I was one of the writers, yes.
Okay, so you are one of the writers of this lesson.And of course, I have been looking forward to this lesson because I know that cats are better than dogs, and I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, Rebecca, if you're looking for an argument, you found the wrong person because I actually quite like cats too, so I'm not going to argue with you there.
Okay, well, I guess we can both share our positive opinions about cats.
Well, we see a question here. Is one really better than the other? Raymond and Tyler are roommates in college. Raymond enters. Still working on your Mark Twain paper?
Uh-huh. And, I was trying to think of a way to introduce this idea of cats versus dogs, and I thought this was a pretty fun way because Mark Twain really liked cats. And Mark Twain, as you might know, he wrote books like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and he might have liked a cat like Mittens if he had ever met Mittens.
Oh, yes, this is my kitty, Mittens. She is now about a year and a half old, but she's still cute.
She is very cute. Okay, so Mark Twain, Tyler says he's writing a paper on Mark Twain. The more I read about the man, the more I like him. Why? Well, here's a quote. When a man loves cats, I am his friend and comrade without further introduction. That is what Mark Twain said.
And let's talk about this word comrade. What is a comrade? Well, that's just someone who is a very dear friend of yours.
Yeah, now why would Mark Twain use both of these words, friend, comrade? There are different words that mean the same thing as friend, right? Well, comrade has this idea, almost an idea of like you're fighting together for something, maybe for justice in the world. And if you do that together, then you are someone's comrade. Maybe I should look for a comrade. I need more comrades in my life.
Okay, well, you can go look for some comrades, maybe in a dog. Well, Raymond says, no wonder you like him. He's a cat person like you. Now, we want to talk about this word that you see on the screen. Now, everyone knows what a person is, right? But if you put a word in front of a person, this word is used to describe what kind of person you are.
That's right, or what you like, what you prefer. So if we're talking about two different subjects, then maybe one person likes one thing more than the other. For example, coffee and tea. I am a coffee person, whereas Rebecca
is a tea person, without a doubt.
That's right, or maybe when it comes to movies, I am a comedy person. Rebecca, would you say
I would prefer more drama. I'm a drama person.
Okay.
But when it comes to animals, I'm definitely more of a cat person like Tyler. Now, Tyler responds to Raymond by saying, as we all should be. Now, you can use this when you think everyone should be a certain way.
Okay. So this is a great phrase to know. So it's usually in a conversation, right? So one person might say, you know, I can't do anything right now. I'm studying. The other person says, as you should be. You know, Rebecca, our lessons are less than half an hour long here at Studio Classroom.
As they should be.
Really. So they shouldn't be any longer?
No, they really shouldn't be.
Okay.
Okay, but of course Tyler thinks that everyone should be a cat person. Raymond disagrees. He says, in fact, I think our apartment needs man's best friend. A dog? Who wants a dog? They smell. And sometimes people might fight like cats and dogs.
Well, let's learn about that phrase in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we are going to talk about the expression to fight like cats and dogs.
Growing up, my sister and I fought like cats and dogs. We have a great relationship now, but we must have driven my parents crazy.
That's a great example. Now, this expression doesn't necessarily mean that Carolyn and her sister fought physically.
Not at all, but we did argue constantly about everything. And that is really the heart of this expression, to argue constantly.
Now, if you say people are fighting like cats and dogs over something, it means that they are arguing about a specific thing.
My roommate and I fought like cats and dogs over cleaning up the kitchen in our apartment.
Now, you will notice that Each time, even though Carolyn was talking about two people, her and her sister, or her and her roommate, she still talked about them fighting like cats and dogs.
In American English, this phrase is usually in the plural, cats and dogs. However, in the UK, this phrase is often singular, even if the subject is plural. For example, we fought like cat and dog when we were younger. So, whether there is an S or not depends on whether you are using British English or American English.
自古以来，猫狗好像一直是彼此为天敌。英文有许多关于 like cats and dogs 的片语。今天来学一个其中非常好用的片语，叫做 fight like cats and dogs。可想而知，就是大吵大闹的意思，而且就是争吵不断。虽然里面有 fight 这个字，但这不是代表打架，只有争吵。例如 ，My sister and I fight like cats and dogs。我和我的姐妹常常吵闹。另外，如果你说 fight like cats and dogs over something， 就代表你们是为了某件事情在吵架。They fight like cats and dogs over cleaning the toilet. 他们为了打扫厕所一直在吵架。特别要提醒的是，如果是在英国，就是用单数 fight like cat and dog， 即使主词是复数。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're in the middle of a lesson about cats and dogs. Which is better? Now, of course, I'm a cat person, so I think cats are better. See this picture? Oh, this is my little mittens, and she is so cute. How can people not like cats?They're independent. They know what they want. Well, some people don't agree with me. Anyway, it's time for us to get back to this conversation in our lesson. A classic debate. Cats versus dogs.
They chew on your stuff and they bark.We need a cat. I grew up with cats, and they're great. They clean themselves.
How are you not crazy? One minute, cats are purring and begging for attention. The next minute, they want nothing to do with you. I'd rather come home to a pet that always welcomes me.
But cats have character. They demand respect. You can treat a dog like dirt,And they'll still beg at your feet. That's just not right.
All right, 接下来我们看 purr 这个动词。purr 在这里是指猫咪发出呼噜呼噜的声音。例如 ,the kitty purred gently while resting on the pillow. 这只小猫咪一边在枕头上睡觉一边轻声地打呼噜。或者是 the cat purred with content when its owner scratched its back. 当这只猫的主人抓它的背的时候，它满足地发出了呼噜声。Purr 也可以指机器发出低沉的隆隆声。例如 a red convertible purred by us. 一台红色的敞篷跑车隆隆地驶过我们的身旁。Purr 也可以当名词，例如 the loud purr of the cat could be heard across the room.整间房间都听得到这只猫咪发出的呼噜声响。最后我们看的是 treat someone like dirt 这个成语。这个成语的意思是 不把人当人看或者是视某人为无物。例如 Elaine left her previous job because her boss treated her like dirt. Elaine 因为之前的老板把她看得一文不值，所以她就离开了上一份工作。或者是 Nancy can no longer stand her husband because he disrespects herAnd treats her like dirt. Nancy 没有办法再忍受她的先生了，因为她不尊重她，而且完全不把她看在眼里。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now, Tyler seems a little concerned about getting a dog. He says, they chew on your stuff and they bark. We need a cat. I grew up with cats and they're great. They clean themselves. Gabe, who wouldn't like these cute little kitties?
I know. Is that, are those your cats? Is that Macy and Mittens?
Yes.
Is Macy the one in the back there looking a little bit scared?
That's Macy.
And Mittens is the more inviting one who wants to play?
Yes. Mittens likes to play. Macy would prefer not to play. But both cats do clean themselves. They're really good at grooming themselves. Now, you don't see this word groom in our lesson, but it means to clean oneself.
Right. So that's the word that we use when talking about animals, especially animals like cats who clean themselves. But you can groom yourself as well, right? Groom yourself before you go out to the party or to the concert. That means you want to make yourself look as best as possible.
That's right. Well, Raymond says, how are you not crazy? Now, we want to talk about the phrase to drive someone crazy, because I think that that is what Raymond is referring to. If someone drives you crazy or you drive someone crazy, this just means that you make someone really annoyed or upset.
So we could use the phrase, you drive me crazy. Something that someone did drives you crazy. Or what drives you crazy? Man, I ride my scooter to work every day, and those traffic lights drive me crazy. Why do I seem to hit every red light on the way over here? I don't know, but it drives me crazy.
Well, 1 minute cats are purring and begging for attention. It's actually really true. Every time I come home, our cats, they can recognize when we're opening the door, and they come running to the door, and they meow, begging for attention.
Cats are pretty smart, too. They know who is coming home.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they know whose footsteps it is approaching the house. Well, the next minute we read, they want nothing to do with you. What does that mean, want nothing to do with you?
Well, this just means that someone doesn't want to spend any time with you, or they really just don't want to be around you.
That's right. Perhaps a company doesn't want to be associated with something, so we could say it wants nothing to do with them. The company does illegal things. I want nothing to do with it.
And we read, I'd rather come home to a pet that always welcomes me. But I have an issue with this statement because our cats always welcome us home.
That's true. Your cats do always welcome you home, but cats are quite moody sometimes. Cats have character, Tyler says. They demand respect. You can treat a dog like dirt, and they'll still beg at your feet, and that's just not right. Speaking of cats having character, what video is this?
Okay, now let me explain. This is my kitty Mittens, and she is sitting on my roommate's lap, looking at a mouse on the screen. She thinks it's a real mouse. She's eyeing it. She thinks that she can attack the mouse and get it.
And so this is your cat having character.
Oh, she has character, all right. She just sits. She thinks that she's a person playing on the computer, too.
That is really funny. Well, does Mittens demand respect? Because it looks like she's just chasing a fake mouse.
Well, she does demand respect. She likes to sit on a throne. That is a very comfortable blanket that belongs to me. But anyway, back to speaking of dogs in our lesson, you can treat a dog like dirt and they'll still beg at your feet. That's just not right. Now, this phrase just means, or you can use this phrase when you want to say that something is wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. For example, Rebecca, you do Chinese homework every day for lunch? That's just not right. You gotta get out more.
Well, maybe I think it's good for me. Well, anyway, friends, right now it's time for the
SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge. Well, let's go ahead and meet our very brave contestants. You just might recognize them. We have
Hey everybody, Jack here. this time I'm going to win.
Hi, I'm Manya, and I think I'm still going to win.
Okay, so Jack thinks he's going to win. Manya thinks that she's going to win. But, as you know, we can only have one winner. Well, today's lesson is a classic debate, cats versus dogs. So, without further ado, let's get started. First question. If you want to use someone else's words, you can use a quote, b sentence, c word, or d book. Yes, Jack?
I think that is a quote.
A quote? That is correct.
Do you want to quote me on that?
I will quote you on that, Jack. All right. Good job. Question number two. What is considered a man's best friend? A, a cat. B, a rabbit. C, a dog. Or D, a goat. That was really close, but I think it was Jack.
I would say B, a rabbit.
B, a rabbit. That is not correct. Manya, do you have a better answer?
C, a dog.
C, a dog. That is correct. A dog is considered a man's best friend. Manya has 1 point. Jack has 1 point. It's a tie. Let's see who's going to win. Last question. Which animal demands respect? A, a dog. B, a rabbit. C, an elephant. Or D, a cat. Yes, Jack.
Maybe C, an elephant.
C, an elephant? That is not correct. Manya?
D, a cat.
D, a cat? That is correct. Cats demand respect. Today's winner is Manya. Well, great job, Manya. Great job, Jack. And of course, great job to you all. Thank you so much for playing, and we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
All right, well, Rebecca and I are both cat people. We happen to love cats. However, Rebecca, dogs are great. I like dogs a lot, too.
Well, you know, some people definitely do like dogs. And I guess we're probably going to talk a little bit more about that next time. So make sure you come back and join us right here on
Studio Classroom. Because there are great reasons to love both animals.
A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.